Aspettiamo eventualmente i due relatori nel caso in cui riuscissero ad arrivare in tempo. Grazie Raffaele, per fare, diciamo, grazie, un intervento. Allora, ultima sessione, l'abbiamo voluta dedicare al ruolo delle comunità di pratica. Lo avete sentito più volte ripetere, sono state richiamate più volte durante i vari momenti del convegno. Lo avevamo già evidenziato nel stesso convegno dell'anno scorso. Una delle principali novità, soprattutto dal punto di vista dell'approccio che è stata evidenziata da più parti, introdotta negli ultimi 2 anni da Team Agid, è stata appunto quella della costituzione di due importanti community, quella degli sviluppatori, Developers Italia, e quella dei designer, appunto Designers Italia. Oggi abbiamo un po' mischiato le carte perché avremo un'altra esperienza internazionale, che anche questa, come quella di Martin Giorna, deriva un po' dalle relazioni costruite dal team digitale nei suoi 3 anni di attività, e poi un'esperienza appunto nell'ambito di designers. Iniziamo con la prima, chiamerei sul palco Boris Van Hoytema, che è co-founder della Fondazione per il Public Code, un'organizzazione olandese. In realtà Boris fa parte di diversi programmi di incentivazione all'uso di strategie open source nella città di Amsterdam e per il governo olandese, e iniziative che hanno molti punti di contatto con Developers Italia. Quindi prego Boris di illustrarci questa esperienza internazionale molto interessante.
Well, thanks for the kind introduction. Is it clicker? Yeah, no. Good. So, can you hear me? Good. So, thank you all for sticking out and still being here. My name is Boris, and I've been working the last few years in open source for cities mainly. I come from broadcasting originally, and started to work 3 years ago on this project, Foundation for Public Code, for which I joined the city of Amsterdam as their open source advisor. And when I sort of got into that, like, I was really looking at this whole field of public administrations and being like, hey, they would be great to use open source, but they weren't using open source. And I didn't really understand why at the time, because I thought all the reasons why companies wouldn't use open source wouldn't be reasons that were valid in public administrations. But of course, there were other problems, such as that doing things that benefit others is really politically very hard. And also that if you want to adopt technology in a public administration, you need to involve way more stakeholders than you need to do in a company. In a company, you can have a CEO who says, like, we're going to do this, but it hardly ever works like that in public administrations. So I've been working for the city of Amsterdam, trying to get their open source program off the rails. And something that we really ran into quite quickly was that open source really is not about software. It is really about the community. Often people think when you talk about open source that it's about sort of like a legal way to share things, but it is actually a way to work together with a larger group of stakeholders to together make the thing which works for you, as well as take things into collective ownership. And based on this, I want to tell sort of the stories of 4 different kinds of communities that we've tried developing as the city of Amsterdam. Because I think they are very different, and they have very different goals, and they provide specific stories that might be interesting for you in your practice. So first off, I'd like to talk about Amsterdam Open Source, and this is our own community. We started it as basically with this idea of we're going to make open source software in the city of Amsterdam, and we want to share those things, but basically it's more that we want to adopt those kind of processes from industry. So this is a project which is very much internal to the city of Amsterdam, where we started with just our developers and our designers working in open source ways together. And we were looking to the outside, trying to provide the rest of the world things, but not really all the code was still very much written for the people in Amsterdam, and often the configuration and the code weren't really separated very well. Because we tried to make things reusable, and we talked about this a lot, but then when push came to shove, it was actually really hard to do that. It was really hard to prioritize making something that is not for our own mandate as a city. And apart from that, it was also really hard for us to reuse other cities' organizational code. We found, for instance, in management, that it was a lot easier to say, oh, we're going to make something and then other people can reuse it, than it was to say, we're going to reuse this thing made by this other administration. Because then there's this whole traditional idea of ego in the way a bit. And so it was hard to figure out how to work with others. And I think over the last 3 years, we've really made large steps. We've been able to convince more people that open source is really valuable, but it's been really difficult. And still, it now has gotten to a point, because we're working open, that mainly the developers in sort of the central development departments in Amsterdam are now really good at working together with other departments. And other departments are working together with the central development departments without them even knowing it. It happens to us now on a very regular basis that other parts of the organization will just take things and use things that were made, take things that were meant for one purpose and use them for something else. And so we're finding that the largest upside of working open source for ourselves is actually that we've broken down barriers in our organization, and that people are coming closer together and working more together in general. But still, I think this is about a large cultural shift that has to happen in our organization, and it's really hard. And the next example is the SCORE program, which is a European Union Interreg program. And one of the really interesting things about the Interreg fund is that what they fund is inter-regional collaboration. So instead of like the other funded innovation programs like Horizon 2020, which are about the things that you produce, Interreg is very much about the collaboration. And we use that to create a transnational partnerships of cities that really wanted to solve some of their core issues together. And these issues had to do with mobility and environment, but also with more mundane things like base registries and data processing. And the idea there was to really develop software together, develop solutions to problems together, from the like beginning to the end. So the people who started the project really invented an idea about working challenge-based. And when this project came to me, and I was asked, like, can you provide sort of a form for this, we really worked on a way in which we can bring multiple stakeholders together in these different cities and then get them to build things. And so what we've done in SCORE is there is a public forum that's on the internet. You can go visit it as well, public community. And in that community, we connect people with similar problems in different cities to each other, and to each other's IT people, and to each other's management people. And we work together to figure out what are projects that we could develop together. What are things that solve problems that we all share and that we can create one common solution for. This project has now been running for 1 year. It's a 4-year project. And we're already seeing that quite a few things are starting to get developed. Of course, this is really difficult. And it's really a vast shift in the way that people work. People aren't used to work in a sort of open context where they have to share their own pains and problems. But if you are going to develop something with a whole bunch of other parties, you kind of need to. So getting over that is important. And also what we're finding is that this doesn't just connect these people between these cities, but because of the way of working that we have, we're finding that even within those cities, this project is connecting people to each other. And people that used to be just domain experts that were doing their, for instance, water things, who would never talk to IT people. And now, because they're part of this core program, they are talking to the IT people and to the management people. And because they're all talking with each other, they can also think about, like, oh, what are the actual things that are easy to solve, instead of just the things that we think really need to be solved, which adds a whole nother speed to the whole thing. This is more about creating a cultural interoperability between these cities and the language that they can speak together that is necessary in order for this to work. And it, but it requires a huge cultural shift, and thus is really about a very core aspect of how people perceive their work. And I think the biggest problem that we had with this project is that for a lot of those people, it is really difficult to share the things which are going wrong with each other, because they are public servants, so they are used to being only only valued on their successes and really punished for their failures. However, developing something together is almost impossible if you don't talk about the things which are going wrong together. And so this is really something that we've, as a large group of 50 people, have got had to go through and are making great progress in, but it's a difficult thing. Then another community that we've been deeply involved with is the Code4NL community. And the Code4NL is more of a... I call it a guild. It's a network of ethical technologists, people that want to develop technology, designers and developers, who have sort of the public good at heart. And it's an organization that organizes regular meetups. And these meetups are all on a whole bunch of things. They can be on ethics, on smart city technologies. They can be on service design. And they can also be on more mundane things. For instance, at one of our meetups, we had a presentation from one designer from one government agency. And a few people from other government agencies said, like, oh, yeah, we're actually also thinking about, like, how can we design better? And they got together, and together with us, they organized another meetup. And that meetup was a design system meetup, where they talked about, like, can we go make a design system with each other? And that got started. One of the attendees of the meetup was working for the national government. They got funding so that everyone who was involved in the project could get their paid for by their own employer, or their employers could be paid for their work. And together they're now building an open source design system. And this design system is starting to be developed, and now they've gone to the GDS, and who has also developed an open source design system, and they're looking to find out what the common ground is and how to keep building that. So I think this community is a bit more similar to, like, aspects of the Developers Italia thing, but it's a more bottom-up thing. And then finally, our newest community that we're trying to create is the Foundation for Public Code, which is a member-owned association that is controlled by public organizations that is trying to do collective ownership over public code projects in order to try and create sort of a neutral ground between organizations that want to work with public code and to develop it together. And we're doing this together with the OS2 Foundation, which is the Danish Open Source for Municipalities Foundation, the City of Barcelona and the City of Aarhus. And I am now leaving the City of Amsterdam and going to work for this new thing. And we're trying to sort of figure out, like, what are the projects that we can do what is the tide that can lift all boats? How can we really make public code the normal thing for public administrations to do all over the world? And for that, I'm very happy to be working together also with the Team Digitale on things like creating the public code YAML and a standard. And so that's sort of an overview. And the goal is to create code bases together and make it into a social object. And really make the code that's at the infrastructure of our society something that we can work on together with all of us.
Grazie Boris.
No, eccoci qua. Come avete visto, ci sono effettivamente molti elementi di contatto tra tutte le diverse esperienze raccontate, anche con quello che si sta cercando di fare in Italia. Le comunità di pratica sono sicuramente una novità, ma